You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, hello, welcome to another episode. Mindset mastery, that's what today's all about. Why? Well, over the past 11 years, I've helped thousands of people around the planet to gain mindset mastery. What is mindset mastery? In a word, freedom. It's freedom from fears and phobias. It's freedom from bad habits and the past. It's freedom from those mental blocks, from limiting beliefs, from bad decisions or unhelpful decisions we've made. In short, it's freedom to be, do, and have whatever you truly desire. That's mindset mastery. It gives you mental freedom, but it's mindset mastery that gives you that freedom to be, do, have whatever you truly desire. Get free from all of those things that are holding you back. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit about today, is about mindset mastery. What the heck it is, why it's important, how we can develop it, and what it lets us do. So if we're going to talk about mindset mastery, we probably need to define what it is. Mastery, obviously, when you master something, you have full control over it. You can get it to do exactly what it is that you want in the ways that you want it to. That's where you have full control. And you know exactly what's going on. You know how to get what you want from these things. You know how all the settings you need. You know how and what to do to get the results you want. That's mastery. Think about like an artist who has mastery of their craft. A master sculptor, for example, knows exactly which tool to use to peel away which bits of the stone to reveal the beauty within. Then we come to mindset. Now, mindset. Now, that's a word that I know some people have a problem with. And that's down to a misunderstanding, a misconception about what mindset is. There are those who, I was reading an article about this just the other day. Someone saying, I hate the word mindset. Hate, that's a bit strong. But I hate the word mindset because that implies your mind is set and you can't change it. And you can't do anything different. And that's absolutely not the case. What's happening there is a misunderstanding of what set means in mindset. Your mindset isn't cast in stone, set in stone, fixed for all eternity. And that's not what mindset means. Mindset is simply that set or collection of attributes that your mind has, your beliefs, your values, your attitudes, all of these things collected together in a complete set to form that particular mindset. It's your set of mind settings, if you like, around that particular aspect. And just like with any settings, these can be adjusted. These can be changed. Think about the settings on your computer or on your phone. Once they're set, they're not there forevermore. You can adjust them. You can change them as you see fit. Same with the mind, your mindset. You can adjust and change. I mean, think about it. CEO of a highly successful organization, he's going to have a particular mindset as CEO. There's going to be lots around competition, looking for weaknesses in competitors so that you can swoop in and gain that part of the market. All manner of components make up the CEO's mindset. Do you think that CEO takes that exact same mindset home with him or her when she or he are playing with their three-year-old? Do you think when they're playing with their three-year-old, they've got that same killer instinct as they have when they're running the company? Of course not. we change our mindsets depending upon our situation. We have different mindsets for different situations, different activities. All of which shows your mindset isn't cast in stone. Your mindset can change. Now, if you were to open the settings panel on your computer, if you didn't know what you were doing, who knows what's going to happen when you change those settings, right? But when you do know what you're doing, when you have mastery over those settings, when you know what each one does, you know how to adjust each one to get the optimum result that you're looking for. That's when you get mastery over your computer settings. And so it is with mindset mastery. When you have mastery over your mindset, you build your mindset to be the best it can possibly be for whatever it is you want to do or achieve or even to be. Now, that's not to say that your current mindset is wrong. Absolutely not. Far from it. Your current mindset is what enabled you to get to where you are right now. You are where you are now because of your current mindset. And it's done a great job of getting you to where you are right now. But here's the thing. Think about it. Looking back over all the challenges you faced, all the opportunities you embraced, all the difficulties you met, all of these things which your mindset enabled you to get through and to overcome. Think of all that you've come through. Just think about it. You didn't come this far to only go this far, right? You have further to go. There's more you want to be, more you want to do, more you want to have. Think about it. What does your life look like if you gain mindset mastery? Because your current mindset got you to where you are, and it did a really good job of that. But your current mindset isn't going to get you to where you want to be. If you want to be somewhere different, you need to think differently. You need to be different. And that means you need a different mindset. And it may be that your mindset evolves, grows, adjusts, and changes all throughout your life. In fact, I would venture to say it absolutely does. Think of your mindset as it is now, your set of values, your beliefs, your attitudes, what you think about things right now. And then think back to when you were a five-year-old. Did you think the same things? Did you have the same thoughts, beliefs, attitudes? Were the same things important to you? Absolutely not. Some things will be, but a lot of things have changed. Your mindset changes as we grow, partly as we absorb things from our situations. We learn, grow, and develop. And also partly because our mindset has to change. Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got, right? You didn't come this far to only go this far. Your mindset got you to where you are, but it's by adjusting your mindset that you can move forward into the future. Now, the thing is, remember with the computer, if you just go in, open your control panel, open your system preferences, and just start flicking switches and adjusting dials and moving sliders and ticking boxes and unticking boxes at random, are you going to get for a stable system that's doing exactly what you want? Probably not, unless you're incredibly lucky, in which case you should probably go out and buy a lottery ticket as well. You're going to end up with an unreliable, unstable system that just doesn't work in the way you want it to work. However, if you have mastery over those settings, you know what each setting does, you know what needs to be adjusted to get what you want, to get the results you want, then yes, going in, fine-tuning, tweaking, crafting them gets you what you want. And it may be that the settings you have right now are ideal for your workload now, but the thing you're doing next week needs a different configuration for the computer. So you go in next week and adjust the settings accordingly. Doesn't mean the settings you have now are wrong. It just means the ones you have now are right for right now. For next week, you need slightly different settings because you're doing something slightly differently because you want to get slightly different results. And it's the same with the mind. When we adjust our mindset, we adjust the results that we get. Now, what sort of things can you change? I mean, surely I am who I am. Could make for a good song, that. Surely I am who I am, right? I'm just me. This is who I am. I'm fixed. That's it. Not at all. We are the sum of our experiences. We are where we are because of our beliefs, our values, and all of these sorts of things, decisions we may have made in the past. But none of that has to be permanent. I mean, think about it. If you have, take a basic example, if you have a phobia, if you're terrified of spiders, for example, doesn't mean you have to go through life being terrified of spiders forevermore. I know I've got countless clients who helped and single session, bam, spider phobia is gone. Check on the website. You'll see Vina's story of her phobia of snakes gone in 10 minutes. You can change these things. Absolutely. That's true for all fears. And it's true for so much else that we have. When we're born basically as a blank canvas. And it's all the things we experience, the things we get taught that fill that canvas up. But sometimes it's not the most helpful things that we learn, just like fears. Sometimes we absorb other people's fears. Sometimes we absorb other unhelpful beliefs. Money is the root of all evil. That's a common one a lot of people have, right? If you go through life truly believing that money is the root of all evil and you are a good person, and you are a good person, the fact that you're listening to this shows that you are a good person. If you're a good person and you truly believe money is the root of all evil, how easy do you think it's going to be for you to attract money, to bring money in and to hold on to money? Well, probably not very. And that's going to be reflected in your bank balance as well, I suspect. Of course, even the quote is wrong. The quote from the Bible is not money is the root of all evil. The quote is love of money is the root of all evil. So even just changing that perspective, something, oh, so it's not having money doesn't make me evil, but it's if everything that I do is driven just by the love of money over all else. Okay, right. So it's okay to have money. Oh. Changing your perspective on things, changing your beliefs. If you truly believe that, nah, people like me, we never succeed. Mediocrity, that's the best we can hope for. We can never aspire to reaching the highest heights. If you truly go through life believing that, well, that's the results you're going to get. However, it doesn't have to be that way. When you have mindset mastery, when you're able to master your mindset, when you're able to adjust those beliefs, get rid of that limiting belief that I can never succeed. This is as good as it gets. Nah, no, it's not. You absolutely can succeed. Things can get a whole lot better. And when you adjust your mindset, fine-tune it, tweak those settings, mindset mastery, then things open up. You start getting better results. Why? Is this magic? No, all that's going on is we're adjusting how we see the world and how we interact with the world. Because the thing is, you do not see the world as it is. You don't, I don't, none of us. Nobody sees the world as it truly is. We see it as we are. We're seeing the world through our own filters, through our own beliefs, attitudes, judgments, all manner of things. And we've explored this concept many times in previous episodes. Check back for a couple of episodes about metaprograms that go into a lot of detail about some of these filters, for example. But we experience life through these filters. So, if you truly believe that you cannot succeed, you will be looking through the lens of someone who's always looking for failure. Oh, I tried that and I failed. Yeah, I see. I knew it. I never succeed. I knew I'd fail. And there it is. I failed. Here's the thing. Whenever we attempt anything, some parts of it we will fail in. Some parts of it we will succeed in. Sometimes we have a whole string of failures before we get a success. If you look for failures, you will find them. If you look for success, you'll see that too, because we have both. We're not black or white. We're a beautiful melange of colors throughout the entire spectrum. Some bits we do well, some bits we don't do so well. Think of your search engine. You go onto your favorite browser, onto your favorite search engine, and search for disaster. Up will come millions of results, all with disasters, all about disaster. Do that, you might conclude, the world is nothing but disaster. Everything's disaster. Look, every single result is disaster. Of course it is, because that's what you're looking for. That's what you're searching for. On the other hand, if you searched for, say, massive achievement, you'll come up with millions of results, all of which are massive achievements. Oh, I guess the world's full of massive achievements. Look, all these results, because that's what you're looking for. And it's the same with our mind. We go through life with all of these filters set in, and we find what we look for, and we discard what we're not looking for. So if you truly believe you cannot succeed, if you truly believe that mediocrity is the best you'll get, if you truly believe that money is evil, opportunities for great success, opportunities to make money, opportunities to bring in fame and fortune and everything that goes with it, those will all pass you by because you won't even be looking for them. You certainly won't recognize them. However, if you are open to the possibility that, you know what, it is possible to succeed, I can succeed, money isn't good or bad, it's just what we do with it that counts, I could do a lot of good things with money. If I had a lot of money, I could help ... When you go through life with that kind of view, suddenly you start to see these opportunities. Oh, look, if I do that, I'll bring in money. I can use that to help those dogs, or to help those homeless, or to help these ill people, or whatever it is. In order to switch from one to another, you need to change parts of your mindset. And that's where mindset mastery comes in. When you have mastery over your mindset, you've got them all to the optimal settings, the very best settings to get the results that you want. That is mindset mastery. It frees you up from phobias, from fears, fear of failure, fear of success. That's another big one. People often think, oh, I'm scared. I don't do something because I'm scared I'll fail. No. Most of us don't do something because we're scared we might succeed. And that opens up a whole new can of worms. And again, we've got an episode all about that. Check through some of the other episodes. You'll find some examples of that. We're going to have depth discussing that. But mindset mastery lets you overcome all these fears. It lets you conquer your limiting beliefs. Oh, I could never succeed. People like me, we never succeed. We won't make much money. This is the best I can get. Those are all beliefs that you have, decisions that you made at some point. And none of them are helpful, and absolutely none of them are true. You can succeed. You can succeed beyond your wildest dreams if your mind is open to the possibility, if your mindset is such that it is open to the possibility, if the settings of your mind are such that you can see opportunities and you can grasp them, and you can work with them, and you can make them into whatever it is that you want. That's mindset mastery in a nutshell. And that's what I do. I know this works. I know this helps countless people. I've helped thousands of people over the past 11 years. Only just begun. So many more people to help out there, including you. I mean, what does your life look like if you have mindset mastery? What can you have? And what is it that you do want to be, do, or have? And just think how having mastery over your mindset will enable you to achieve those. That, my friend, that is what mindset mastery is all about. So let me know, what is it that what would be the biggest thing that you would want to get by mastering your mindset? Pop it in the comments. Let's all share our dreams, our goals, the things we would love to achieve, or perhaps the things we need to overcome How would mindset mastery help you? Pop it in the comments. Let's have a chat. Let's see collectively where we're all going. Hopefully you found this useful. Hopefully this has got your cogs whirring a little bit. Remember to subscribe. If you're not already, give us a like. Hey, do us a favor. Share this episode with someone who you think would benefit from realizing they don't have to be stuck where they are. There is another option. And it's possible to master your mindset. Have a think. Remember, give us a like, give us a subscribe, comment, share it with people who you think will find this useful. And think how your life can grow from where you are now to where you'd like to be when you master your mindset. That's it for now. I will catch you in the next episode. And until then, I'll leave you pondering. What does your life look like if you have mindset mastery? Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.